Welcome back to the Wrong World.
Welcome back, people.
Boxing's getting exciting. Leon said it might be his favourite year.
My favourite year of boxing.
Of
boxing, definitely.
Is that a fact? Or you think just right now you're just in that
There's been some great fights though this year.
Yeah, it has.
Good fights, man. Good fights.
And it's only getting better as well. Yeah. We're not done yet.
It's true, we're not done. Exactly.
And Caleb.
Yep.
We still got Chisora Parker 2.
Yeah, Chisora Parker 2.
We've got Crawford and Porter. And Porter.
Yeah, see? This year's been electrifying.
And it's ended on a bang, I can't lie. But you know what we're here to talk about. Let's not play the games. You know what we're here to talk about. And it's Fury Wilder
3.
Yeah, I predicted in one of my interviews it was going to be a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the sheer fact that Wilder wouldn't go down easy.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we saw.
Yeah. Great fight, man. Amazing fight. If you watched the fight, you was definitely on the edge of your seat.
The whole time.
Imagine being a family member of being there.
Well, you know when you're watching it, yeah, and the 3 minutes is feeling like a minute?
Yeah.
That's when you know it's a scrap.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because I was watching every round, like, wow, that was
mad. Amazing fight, man.
I think, okay, so let's get into this bit now. You know, this is where it all gets funny. What was the scores? What scores did you have?
I was so excited. I didn't even go by the scores, you know. But like, I would have gave Wilder at least
first round, easy. What a jab to the body he was throwing!
Amazing speed, accuracy. Like,
I was surprised. I said okay, but it's, you know what? It's like when you see something that's working, you know, from at home anyway, mm-hmm. you're seeing something that's blatantly working.
Yeah.
Then you see the guy stop doing it. You gotta wonder what made
him. You know what it is? It was after he dropped Fury, innit? I think the excitement.
Yeah.
Then he just forgot about the game.
Because even a bit before that, he started going back to his old self.
It's
like all the Malik Scott
teachings
went out the window. Was a little bit out the window.
That's why I think. Like, big up Malik Scott. You have to big him up because there was development, there was change.
There was. I don't know, like...
No, you have to big him up because...
Go on.
I think his relationship with Wilder is quite good.
Yeah.
And when Wilder looks back and watches the fight, he'll see certain things that, it was working and whatnot. Yeah. But he should have said, you know what, let's go back to the game plan.
Mm.
I didn't hear him say that in the corner. No, I didn't hear every corner time when they went back. He just said, you know what, the jab to the body was working, let's stick to it. But we have to come over the top. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. You want to really reinforce
what
your what's working for your fight.
Yeah.
Because we're still fighting, innit? So something might happen.
Yeah.
You need to tell them, no, jab to the body. Like, because that was working.
It was working.
And he was pushing.
Fury didn't like it.
The right hand to the body. I was very impressed. He was punching him. Listen, we know Fury's 277 pounds, 6'9", big guy. And when Wilder was hitting him with that right hand, it was sending him back.
He didn't like, I was looking at Fury's eyes in his face.
Because he thought, this is different.
Yeah, it's different.
Fury's face was like, oh, right, you know, it's a box now.
Yeah, I can see him thinking.
But then he started grueling.
Yeah.
Leaning.
Yep, wearing him down.
But he's working, though. It's not just holding.
Yeah, it's not this,
It's moving and pushing and punching. And
yeah,
you could just see Wilder's bar just... energy just
zapping away.
And I was surprised to see Fury kind of winning the fight up until he got cracked with that right hand. Because I thought Wilder was going to start that way. I thought that knockdown was going to happen earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
But then he hit him, what was it, seven? Was it seven?
Seven, yeah, round seven.
And you see the replay. When he hit him with that right hand, it rippled down all the way to Fury's back.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe he took that shot, man, and got up. And got down.
You know what it is? I think Fury, I think in sparring, obviously, he's born in boxing, isn't he?
So he's a fighter.
He was born to boxing. He's a proper fighter. So he's been through a situation where he's been dropped in sparring.
Yeah.
So he knows how to deal with it and recover.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because after he got knocked down, he'll get up. And like, you can still see he's still there, and it's not like
he's been down a few times
in his career. Gets up, knows what to do, and he was going for it, he was fighting. He was throwing hands, bit down his gums,
and you could hear him like he's like making the noise with the punches, and like that's why he says no one can beat him.
Yeah.
Because to be fair, no one else shows that level of resiliency.
No one shows that level of cardio. Yeah.
He teaps that pace.
Of course.
Do you really see him drop?
You don't see him, his cardio is 10-10.
It's consistent.
Consistent.
Like, he really fights consistent. He's found a way to keep that going.
Yeah.
And a lot of the great fighters and a lot of the best fighters in the world, they all have that in common. They can just consistently press you.
Yeah.
Canelo does it in his way.
Yeah.
Fury does it in his way.
And I was looking at the punches landed as well. Fury was landing a lot of punches.
Oh, yeah. I was watching the US broadcast.
Yeah.
And they have the landed punches.
Yeah. That's what I was watching. Right on the screen.
Yeah. So I'm looking at it. I'm trying not to let it influence my thoughts like that.
Yeah.
But the punch count and the fight, it still doesn't calibrate properly.
Yeah, that's true.
It looks like it was extremely one-sided.
Yeah,
but it wasn't, man. And Wilder went out on his shield like
he went out on his shield, man. Good.
He wanted that.
Before the fight, I was thinking if Wilder loses, maybe retirement or whatnot. Because I know he's going to go back into that deep depression and whatnot. That's going to be hard to bounce back from that.
He hasn't bounced back because he was talking about no sportsmanship and that. Remember what Fury was saying?
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes, because remember, we're watching it from the outside of the...
Yeah.
And he said he might think it was closer than what it was. True. Or he might be depressed that, I should have put him away in the fourth round.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So, mindsets are different. And you know, Wilder was willing to die that night.
Yeah, and he said that.
He said that.
And he looked like he was as well.
I think, you know, the funny thing is, see, before Malik Scott took that job, he knew I can't throw in the towel.
Yeah. He knew. For sure, what was saying, if the towel needs to go in, Malik Scott should be honest and throw it. I'm thinking,
you know.
Yeah, in an ideal world, I hear you, but no.
Before you took that job,
that
towel should be left in the changing room.
No, for real. You don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be that
guy. And you'll ruin your friendship.
Yes.
Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. But that brotherhood will cut quick if he threw that towel.
Yeah.
So he knew that. And he didn't need the towel to be thrown in, really.
Yeah.
I see he got his ear again.
Yeah.
As well. That's one of them injuries now, man.
Yes, this is going to be every fight.
Even if on road, if someone got blaps,
it
will go.
Yes, it's one of them ones. Yeah.
But great show overall as well. I watched Frank Sanchez and F.A. Ajogbo. Frank Sanchez just boxed on the back foot.
Yeah, back foot.
And what he needed to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Cuban school of boxing with finesse. He boxed with finesse. Ajogbo gave him too much time. To do what he wanted to do, he wanted enough pressure. He didn't use his physical strength. He didn't use his contact. But it's a learning fight. And credit to both men because they shouldn't really be fighting each other at that point.
Not at that point.
Like
no
one's
way.
18-0. Yeah. One's 15-0 or something.
It didn't make sense really.
And that's a world title fight.
Yeah.
Pay per view potentially with both fighters' profiles built. And they went at it. So respect to them. Jared Anderson. I don't know if you saw his fight.
Yeah.
But you like that. You will
like to go back and watch.
That's one you'll watch and you will go, cold. He's cold.
Yeah.
Heavyweight, 21-year-old American guy, Tyson Fury's sparring partner.
Yeah.
And cleaned out this Russian man, 22-0, 18 knockout, cleared man. Yeah, okay. And in his 10th fight.
Yeah.
So there, but he's so young, it's like, don't move him like that.
Not that he's not ready. But
But just why? You know what I mean? Just let him build up. But he's got the NABO. So they're doing it properly.
Okay.
So, that was a good fight as well. Julian Williams lost. I didn't see it, but he lost. And he was on a high at one point. Mm-hmm. He's fought the Charlos, Jarrett Hurd, everything. Yeah. And then he lost in his comeback fight.
Yeah.
So I want to see that one. PBC, you over Frank Warren, you over that, it was a great show because it was all heavyweights on the main card.
That was good. So they knew what they were doing.
There was knockouts. Hellenius boxed well as well, Robert Hellenius.
Yeah, I think they was trying to send a message to the zone.
I think so, because they were saying, if you're going to do a heavyweight championship fight,
do it like this.
Send the big boys out. Don't have all these men.
Like,
if you're gonna send out big dons, have all your bring them. So I think they definitely, that show was better than AJ and Classic, man. It was T-Mobile Arena packed out. Remember Eddie was saying it won't pack out. It won't sell out. That place was sold out.
Sold. Man.
I couldn't see nothing in there.
Sold.
Classic fight, Fury Man trilogy.
Great. I like his scrapping. That's the thing I like now. He brings it now.
You know, before he was like,
technical, smart.
It's like me, isn't it? It's similar to me. It's like you want to see that physical side. You want to see the boxing side.
Yeah.
Not just one or the other.
But you know, Wilder, I think Wilder unlocked a few levels.
He did.
He unlocked a few levels, so there's still more levels he can unlock.
I think so.
Fury just did what he had to do.
It's just at this stage of his career and his age, how much unlocking do you
yeah, 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 yeah. There's not much.
And you can't unlock with anybody.
Yeah.
You got a level of opponent now. It's true. You got a level of pay.
Yeah.
You got a level of, I can't go below this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because in reality, there's bare heavyweights in the world, and if the world, you could just do what you want, Wilder could just fight a couple men.
Yeah.
That just don't matter.
Yeah.
Just to practice Malik Scott's skills. But yeah, you can't.
You can't.
It's past that. That's why once you go,
yeah,
no, be ready. Mm.
Career wise, now I think you should fight AJ.
Yeah, definitely.
Delete a Parker.
Yeah.
Fight a White. So he's got a few more paydays.
I think so. You know, I think what I'm saying? Fury will fight White next.
Yeah, yeah, but that White needs to beat Wallen. Yeah, Wallen. Wallen, yeah.
And he can box.
Wallen yeah, yeah, yeah. Box. He can box. He can box. So, he can box. But I'm not even interested in the Fury versus White fight.
No,
not really. I think not will, really. I think it will be a good fight. It will be a good fight.
The build up as well.
It will be a good fight.
The personalities.
What White need, the thing is, White, I think, after everyone seeing what Wilder was doing to the body, the straights to the body, but Wilder's got different speed to White. White ain't got that athletic ability, that sharp form, and pushing off the front foot to go back, to be out. Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting. It'll be the interesting. Division is hot.
Hopefully,
the division is hot.
Ooh, Fury might say, come to America.
I think they have to have it here.
No, but I was listening to, what's his name? Frank Warren.
Mm.
And he was saying something about, like we're in America at the moment, because someone asked him, oh, are we going to have a fight in Britain or whatnot? He's like, we're in America right now. So
yeah, but you know why? Because they know that AJ runs this thing here.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
He runs this thing.
That's true.
If we're talking 65K, 80K people,
yeah,
that's an AJ
thing. That's an AJ show, yeah.
So you don't really want to try that. And it don't pop.
Yeah.
It's risky.
It's
you know what I mean? Because it's like, rah, like, AJ, when he fights, everyone's there.
Yeah.
Do it in America, innit? Yeah. Do your thing separately. That makes sense. I think that's good sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good business. Mm. Because we all know, as much as British boxing has gone from here to here, the American thing is
itching to see it undisputed. That's it. I need Fury to fight Usyk.
I know Lennox was sitting there like, it's getting close.
Yeah.
It's getting close. Someone's going to do it.
Yeah, someone's going to do it. Someone's going to do it. It's going to happen.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be very exciting. But listen, people, it's been a longer episode, but there's a lot to talk about, man. There's a lot of boxing to talk about. So, actually, one more thing, since we're already on a longer one. You was telling me about boxing over UFC 2021.
Yeah. So basically,
why? That's what we want to know. Why do you think that? What's the reason?
So the reason why boxing has outshined the UFC this year, I think it's because the fights that have been lined up, maybe due to COVID and whatnot, the gap, and also I think it's just exciting that the best are sort of fighting the best.
That's what it
is. I'm saying Canelo's on his route. You got the heavyweights. Everyone wants all the belts. Yeah.
Well, there's prospects coming through. Yeah. As well, there's a lot of buzz. There's a lot of buzz. I think, and as I was saying off cam to Lee, I think Jake Paul does play a part in that because he's chatting bad about them.
He's chatting bad about the UFC.
And he reaches a lot of people.
Yeah, he's got a good reach, and the fighters are starting to think, hang on, we want to get money while these boxers are getting.
Yeah, he's right.
So we want to get paid more, because that's what Ngannou was saying.
And it's the crossovers.
Yeah, it's the crossovers.
It's the crossovers.
Yeah, yeah, people getting paid. I think
those crossover fights are making people go, well, boxing there's actually
money. There's big money.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Because why is Tyron Woodley doing boxing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And in the past year, that MMA crossover, everyone looking for bigger P's in boxing, is making people realise boxing might still be.
That's why UFC fighters are begging Dana, let me fight.
Yeah, let me fight. Let me out on one. Yeah, let me out on fight. And
yeah, they all want to check, boy.
It's payday.
Payday.
They all went there. They all payday. Even down to Anderson Silva, Vitor Belfort,
Tito Ortiz.
Why are all the MMA donnies saying, let's go there, when the boxing donnies don't say really, let's go over there.
Yeah.
You get the odd one, and then it's not even highlighted. Everyone's like, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
But all their legends, Anderson Silva's busting up, man, with boxing gloves, beat Julio Cesar Chavez, like everything like that. Why is your legends coming over to the boxing? But that's why boxing's winning right now. Because at one point, when Anderson's at his peak, this one's there, they don't think boxing it's all about the octagon. Nah, they're all bringing it to the squared circle. But we love to see it. I can't lie. Make sure you're following the social pages. Always shout out to Joseph as well, because them graphics.
Yeah, big up Joseph, man.
He's doing the mad comic looking thing, and that. I had to, yeah, you have to big him up every time. This is going to be our ASAP as well, so love to him for that. We'll be back with another episode soon. If boxing's popping, if everything we can talk about, we're going to chat about.